So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hanenim in a hektish of a pruta afa pishle paga mal divri bekiva. If one derives benefit from hektish and the worth of a pruta, even if the item's value did not depreciate, he has committed me'ila and must return the principal, an additional fifth, and must bring a carbon asham me'ilas. However, the Chacham Maimrim called Dovah Shesh Pagam, Loi Mol at Sheyifkim, Vesheim by Pagam, Kimin Shenen Mol. If it's an item that usually depreciates with use, he has not committed Me'il until he benefits from it in such a way that its value was depreciated. However, if it's an item that does not depreciate with use, he commits Me'il as soon as he benefits. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad, Nasna Katla Bitzavara Tabas Beyada Shasa Bekushal Zav, Kimin Shenen Mol. If a woman placed a necklace of Hektish around her neck or a ring on her hand, or if she drank from a golden goblet, she's liable as soon as she benefited. And the Mefarash explains that we evaluate how much she would pay to rent these items to wear or use in public. However, lavish b'cholo, kosa b'ktalas, bika b'kardim, loimol at shivkim. If someone dressed in a shirt of hektish, or covered himself with a cloak, or chopped wood with an axe, he only commits me'ila if he uses it enough to depreciate its value. And the Gemara explains, Maidri b'kib l'chacham b'davishish p'pekam. Kiba agrees regarding an item that usually depreciates with use, that it does not commit me'ila until he benefits from it in such a way that he depreciates its value. Rather, pligi b'levush mitziu umilmale. The machlek is in the case of a garment worn between one's outer and inner layers of clothing, and especially an expensive fine linen cloak. These items begin to depreciate with use in a way that it's not immediately noticeable, and it's a machlek is whether they're considered davishish b'pegam or not. Mishnah concludes, Hanenim and Achatas, if one benefits from a karma achatas, it depends. Kishi chaya loimol at sheyifkim. Kishi mesa kimin shenenim ol. While it's still alive, he only commits me'ila if he depreciates its value. Once it's slaughtered, he commits me'ila as soon as he benefits. The Gemara cites a braisa that expounds the halach of our Mishnah along with many others. The pasuk says, Nefesh kisim olmal v'chata b'shkaga. And we first expound Nefesh. Echad ha-yachad, echad ha-nasi, echad ha-mashiach. The law of me'ila applies to all people, whether a regular individual, a king, or a kohen gadol. Additionally, kisimul mal ein ma'ale l'shinui. The term me'ila refers to misusing hektish, either by benefiting from it or by transferring it from the domain of hektish to the domain of an individual. The pasuk continues by expounding the next word in the pasuk, b'chata. Nemer chet b'truma, v'nemer chet b'me'ila. We find similar terms regarding truma and me'ila, and so we expound the gzera shava. Ma'achet o'ama b'truma, just as the transgression of a non-kohen eating truma has the following halachas. Poigim v'nena, eating truma entails both destroying it and benefiting from it. And misha pogim nena, the one who destroys the benefits. And ubedavisha poigim v'nena, one derives benefit from the very same item that he destroys. Upigimasi v'nasi ke'echet, and they happen simultaneously. Ubetalish minakarka, and it's done with something detached from the ground. Ubeshlich shasa shlichusa, and it can be done by someone acting as another's agent. So too, chet ome b'me'ila. The transgression of me'ila has these same halachas. Poigim banana, one must most both depreciate and benefit from it, but if it does not benefit, it's not me'ila, but hezek, damaging. Umishim pogim nana, the same person benefits and depreciates the item. Ubedavisha poigim banana, one derives benefit from the very same item that he depreciates, not from two separate items. Upigimasi banasa ke'echad, and they happen simultaneously. Ubetalash b'nekarka, and it's done with something detached from the ground. Uveshlich shasa shlichusa, and if someone acts as another's agent, the one who sent him is liable for me'ila. The Braisa continues, the pasuk says, Timel mal. And this double term includes nen the bedavish imbe pagam. Me'ila by benefiting from an item whose use does not involve depreciation. Achilasai v'achilas chaveroi, hanayasa v'anias chaveroi, hanayasa v'achilas chaveroi, achilasa v'anias chaveroi. Shemitztar from zemzeh afilas mamaruba. One person is liable for me'ila if he ate or benefited from a half prut of hektish, and he fed or benefited someone else with another half prut of hektish. And from this double expression, timul mal, the Braisa derives the following additional halachas. Achal hayayim v'achal ha-machar v'afilas mamaruba. Two acts of eating combined as one act of me'ila, even if one occurred in the morning and the other in the evening. Achilas v'achilas chavera v'afilas makan v'achal ha-shanan. And two people's eating combined as one act of me'ila, as we explained earlier, even if they happened several years apart. Braisa concludes by also deriving the following halachas from the double expression timul mal. Min hektish l'kodesh. One is liable for me'ila even if he transfers an item from the domain of hektish to another use of hektish. For example, lokach kinei zav mekinei zavis mekinei yaldas v'shokol shikloi v'evichatase v'ashamim in a hektish. If one used hektish funds to purchase birds for karbanos, or to donate his half shekel, or to bring his obligatory chatas rasham, kimin shahitzi mal de Reb Shimon. He commits me'ila as soon as he buys these items with money of hektish. However, b'hudayimer at sheyizrik adam. He only commits me'ila once the blood of the korban was thrown, i.e. once the korban atoned for. The Gemara continues discussing this braisa in the next daf.